This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the end of the first half of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
Senate Bill 775, 750.
Tuesday evening was devoted to Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640. Sponsor, Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City, says her proposal would modify provisions relating to sexual offenses.
Modifies provision relating to witnesses in cases involving sexual offenses, and then also to the closed records of victims of sexual assault.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur talked about a proposed amendment related to certain books in schools.
Two bills in general that support women are being undermined by people who, I guess, don't see the value in making sure the women in our state have the support they need.
Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640 have been laid over for further consideration.
Senate Bill 745 be brought before the body.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time spent on Senate Bill 745. Sponsor, Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit, says this measure seeks to create provisions relating to accounting practices of public utilities.
This bill started out as a utility tracker. The bill allows the PSC to track the utility's true amount of property taxes paid.
During discussion, Senator Shoup says this proposal resembles legislation from last year.
What happens with our utilities, even how they do their accounting, what is included, what is not, has an impact on rates throughout our state.
Senate Bill 745 has been set aside for future talks.
Good morning and welcome.
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee hears Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg present Senate Bill 642, which would establish the Missouri Video Lottery Control Act.
So you don't know if it says you're going to win 2 out of 100 times playing that you will actually win.
The same panel also hears Senator Carla May of St. Louis present Senate Bill 686, legislation that has the same goal.
This legislation will establish an equitable and common sense formula to collect revenue from these machines and their operators.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures.
Over the past week, we've all watched as hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have fled to their European neighbors to the west.
We as a state can do some modest efforts.
In the meantime, Missouri senators also continue to watch what is happening in Ukraine. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby says state officials are looking at ways they can help.
State Treasurer also put out a press release that he intends to not fund any companies that have assets that are in Russia right now.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 1233.
This legislation authorizes a tax credit for contributions made to any designated refugee resource center in the state of Missouri.
The 2022 regular legislative session will resume on Monday, March 21st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.